Oh, hello there. Welcome to Rebel Base, IGN's weekly Star Wars show.
Okay, so this week we're going to be talking about theory and speculation about Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. So Gavin, his wisdom, put out a shout out on Twitter asking for your best Star Wars Episode 7 theories, and we've got loads of them here. Some really good ones, some rubbish ones too. I'm not going to lie.
Some mental ones as well. Rubbish.
But the three best ones are going to win a prize. What can they win?
Star Wars Turtle Beach headsets. Look at these.
Okay, can you model them?
I can do. See, I've got a bit of a problem with this. I think we talked about this before, because they've got... What have they got there?
It's both Empire and Rebel Alliance symbols.
Don't want that. You want to choose a side.
It's anyway. Harmony. So Gab got his hair shaved, so that he gets closer ear cuppage these days. Anyway, let's start. So first one is from Wesley Paul. And this is a theory that I kind of subscribe to. So Wesley's doing all right already. So he says, there have been no Jedi or Sith for many years where we are now. Those that were Jedi or Sith have lost their powers or gone into hiding. But there is an event in the movie where you start hearing voices or developing powers and leading them to places for no apparent reason. So there's something calling them, hence the title, The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
This is why Finn is so surprised when he comes to in the desert.
Yeah.
The Republic are trying to discreetly terminate these youths.
Okay.
And Han Solo finds out about this. The Sith come out of hiding, and they want to train these youth, and the Empire are trying to terminate them, and a small group of rebels are trying to save them.
I like that. I think that's really good. So it sort of fits in with the things that we've seen. I mean, just the, like, I don't know, 4 seconds shot of Finn that we see where he's...
It ties in definitely with the 4 seconds.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool. So obviously it fits in really well with the title.
Yeah.
You know, the title's going to establish the central storyline, you think, and the theme of the movie. So this idea that the Jedi and the Force has dwindled in the years following the return of the Jedi. The Jedi didn't really return.
No.
And
I actually really like the idea of, like, the Force awakening and then people... like these Force-sensitive people waking up and then having to choose between the side. Then you have like the Sith and the Jedi sort of battling, going, come play for our team. And go, no, come over to us. And like sort of battling to get all these new people, because I know that's really, really cool.
I also like the idea that the Force almost kind of mystifying it again, because obviously we've been given scientific explanations for the Force of midichlorians.
Yeah.
But it almost again mystifies it and gives it this kind of quasi-religious dimension where it calls you, you know, like a spiritual calling. And I think the idea of... But what I might just like complicate this somewhat. What if the what if the Empire aren't terminating Force-sensitive stormtroopers?
Yeah.
What if they're harnessing that ability?
That's what I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we might have another theory that might extrapolate that a bit more.
This is probably one of my favourites from Diego Barrera, all the way from Mexico, which is far for us, but not that far for America.
For email.
So he talks about Star Wars Rebels, the TV show. Mm-hmm. So Diego says, there's this one episode of the series, Breaking Ranks, where they give us a new perspective to the original saga's stormtroopers. They're no longer Jango Fett's clones, but recruits from all over the galaxy. Here we see Ezra, who's the main guy. As a cadet, he infiltrates the Stormtrooper Academy, where he has to go through some trials. By this point, his Jedi training already started, so he naturally aces them by using the Force. So I quite like that. It was a really, really big thing in the series as well, like everyone saw everything sort of leading up to Ezra and these trials, which sort of fits in with that theory as well.
And I think Finn also being a reluctant Stormtrooper ties in with this idea, which is, you know, fleshed out in Rebels, about Stormtroopers, you know, conscription in action. People are being forced to be Stormtroopers. They don't want to fight, but they're being made to join the Empire.
That's fitted in with what we've said since the beginning. Which is good.
Brandon Mitchell talks about artifacts and unstable lightsabers.
This is one of your favorites. Yeah. We've been banging on about unstable lightsabers since year dot.
I believe the story is going to be that of a Sith Padawan who goes and finds artifacts of Sith Lords from the past, while the old Star Wars crew tries to stop him. This seems logical to me because of the lightsaber we see in the trailer. It doesn't really even seem like a lightsaber. Yeah. It has too much power. So it blows extra steam through the side ports. It also looks very unstable. This is one of these ancient Sith's rendition of a lightsaber. Hence, it doesn't look like the lightsabers that we've seen so far.
Right.
And I think, you know, the idea that it has these kind of side beams gives it a look of like a crossguard or a hilt, which make it look more like a medieval sword.
Yeah.
So therefore, that kind of ties in with it being not a new, modern, cutting-edge lightsaber. It's actually a really old one.
Yeah, like I really like the idea of, like, it could even be like a really like a B story of this, you know, whoever Kylo Ren is off collecting these artifacts, and it becomes a big thing then towards like the sort of end of the movie. Because I think it's going to end really badly for the good guys at the end of Force Awakens, I think.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Andy Carolan says, it is 30 years since the events of Return of the Jedi. Han Solo has discovered that he has incurable carbonite poisoning. Luke still can't believe that he kissed his own sister.
Four.
Big.
Sounds like a really grim film.
Yeah.
So that's episode 8, directed by Shane Meadows.
Who knows? Yeah, I mean, do you think the sister thing keeps coming up? It'd be pretty good.
Imagine if it's like an in-joke or something to laugh about. Do you remember that time we made out? Yeah. Oh, so.
Yeah. Well, I think people would use it more as like an argument winner. So like if they're down the pub or in the canteen having an argument, and be like, if they're arguing about something, it's always a winner, isn't it? You can go, yeah, well, you kiss your sister, mate. So
Han Solo. So after he's had one too many blue milk martinis.
I like that.
So Victor Tavares has a really cool theory. So my theory, short on this, my theory is that the Galactic Empire secretly infiltrated the Galactic Republic and has been rebuilding from within, just like Captain America Winter Soldier.
I think that's awesome.
So it's invaded the Rebel Alliance.
Yeah, like Hydra did.
And
S.H.I.E.L.D.
it.
I think that's a really cool one. I really like that idea.
I wonder if that's following the lines of Empire a bit too neatly, where there's kind of that big reveal in Act 2. But that's good.
Okay.
But in Film 2, you want that kind of turning point, so. Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be that in the film too? There's going to be something. You can never be as big as Empire in that kind of thing, really.
You're never going to have something as shocking as that.
No.
But at the same time, dramatically, it makes sense in the middle. You know, that's where it can get really bad and dire for your heroes. And then you have part 3 to redeem them or resurrect them or give them some kind of redemption. You know, the same in the Dark Knight trilogy. I think that's just probably classic dramatic structure.
Seb Chambers, in a galaxy far, far away, Jedis and Sith.
Hull.
Sith have discovered video games, which has caused a battle between the Jedis and Sith over what console is better, PlayStation or Xbox. But what they don't know is there is a new Empire uprising called the PC Master Race. Could this be the end of the Jedis and Siths? He spelt his sights, but never mind. Meanwhile, Chewbacca is rocking the Turtle Beach Stealth 400s, playing MLG chess in the Millennium Falcon. So, if it was Turtle Beach judging this competition, he might have had a shout, but it's not.
So. Pandering. Okay, so Devion says, he thinks in Star Wars Episode 7, Darth Vader, Anakin, will be resurrected from his ashes by Master Yoda.
No.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
So they can hit the strip club and get some fine honeys.
All right, that might happen.
Then after they receive some mad loving, the girls transform into some fat-ass Transformers and take off into the night with Yoda and Darth Vader on their shoulders. Then, when they arrive to Cybertron, a bunch of aliens crawl up Yoda and Darth Vader's ass.
Oh, no.
Then they explode, ending the movie. IGN is number one pops up on the screen in big bold letters as the credits close. And this is what I think will happen in Star Wars Episode 7.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably bang on, I reckon.
Pandering again, I think, somewhat.
It's worked, though. He's got it in the show, isn't he? So,
okay.
Marlon Butts. So I've been floating this one around for a while now. What if Kylo Ren is actually Darth Plagueis, and he has arisen from a long slumber to take his rightful spot as the Emperor? Ren could have awoken on the snowy jungle planet seen in the trailer, and that's why he appears to be stumbling through the woods like he is disorientated. This would also explain why he has an older-style lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Again, this idea of it being a kind of antiquated lightsaber is coming up in a few of these theories. I like that.
I like it a lot.
Okay, so Bo Weston, this is my final one. It turns out that John Boyega's character is Luke Skywalker's brother from another mother. Except in this case, it's from another father, Lando Calrissian. Mind blown. Roll credits.
Maybe.
Doubt it.
Yeah, probably not. Keith Holland, this is my final one. The only theory you need. Everyone in the trailer is sharting. Which is, do you know what that is? It's pooping, but you didn't mean to poop. Look at their faces, look at their fear. The only person who is embracing it is Kylo Ren, who is obviously embracing the dark side. Or shall I say, the brown side. There has been an awakening. Have you felt it? And he puts, you're welcome at the end.
Well, I'm glad we ended on that one. Of all the great theories drawing on years of research and lore, we picked that one to end on. Mm. So we're going to pick up the paper on the floor and then decide which are the best ones. Should we do that?
Yes. A Okay, so we've picked a winner of these lovely things. There's three winners altogether. One of you will actually pick the ones that I've managed to get out of this box and hopefully not break. Brandon Mitchell for his artifact unstable lightsaber one. We really, really like that one. Andy Carolan for the fact that Luke still can't believe he kissed his own sister, which we think will be quite a big theme in the new things. And Diego Barrera for his awesome Rebels theory. So well done. At some point, you will receive a pair of Star Wars Turtle Beach headsets.
At least in the next 5 years. Definitely. So those were our favourite theories. Obviously, I'm sure you've got loads more. You can email us anytime, rebelbase@ign.com. Contact us on Twitter. And until then, we'll see you next week.